Hi folks, this boo is talking about moods, and well, the boo was inspired by Phil Sorrell, Daylight Gambler, who recorded a boo last night about moods. Phil's doing a challenge at the moment to record an audio log over 30 days, and yesterday was day 19, I think, of his audio log, and he struck a wall because he'd had an unsettled mood and really didn't want to do an audio boo, didn't know what to write, didn't know what to speak, didn't know what to talk about, because he was in this mood. And yet he found the courage to record a boo anyway. And as Phil himself said, it is a challenge, a 30-day challenge, and part of the challenge is to find and experience difficulties. So thanks to Phil for recording the boo. And it was also responded to publicly by Dean Reed here on Audio Boo. Dean recorded a response boo and talked about how he feels about moods and how it affects his work and that sort of thing. And I'll put a link to both of those audio boos here on my Audio Boo page underneath this boo. So you can have a listen and get some context if you wish. They're both well worth listening to, by the way. And I think a lot of my followers also follow both Dean Reed and Phil. Phil's Daylight Gambler here on Audio Boo. Well, talking about moods, my own moods, as some of you know, I go through a dark period now and again. Not too often, but I do call it my dark time or my dark period or my dark mood. And dark because it's like a darkness overwhelming me. And the funny thing is, and not in the sense of ha-ha, but as in coincidence, was that as Phil was experiencing his mood yesterday, I was experiencing my own, and mine had built up over the past few days. My dark moods are always based on an event that happened in my life, and after that event I suffered a breakdown, and I've dealt with it since, and I deal with it now, and I deal with it on a daily basis. It's like losing a loved one, if you like. You know that you've lost them and they're part of your subconscious every day, but you learn to deal with it. And it's the same with this particular event. I call it the tragedy. And so now the only real aftermath of that tragedy, on a personal level, I suppose, is these dark moods. And they come at me not so much unexpected anymore. They used to creep up on me and I didn't really know I was going to have one. But now I do, because I know the triggers. And the triggers are always when this event that happened in my life some years ago is brought to the forefront of my mind, as it was at the weekend, Saturday. And Friday, Saturday. And because of that, it made me think about this event and it takes me back. It takes me back to that place where I really didn't want to be. And because it takes me back, I'm now in a place again where I don't really want to be. And the mood overcomes me. It's like a darkness, as I say. And the only solution for me when this happens is to go to bed. And I knew I was going to get a dark mood. I could feel it building up. I was trying to fight it. But the trouble is with that is that makes you more aware. And it makes you more aware of the source of the dark mood, and so it self-perpetuates, and I've learned that there's nothing I can really do apart from wait for it to hit. I am lucky because it only hits me when I'm on my own, when I have the time to deal with it. If I was at work or in company with somebody, it wouldn't happen. It just doesn't arise then. It only sort of hits me when I'm sitting down alone and I have time to think, and then before I have time to think of anything, this whole process starts. And then I can't do anything. I have to go to bed. If I stay awake, what tends to happen is I start thinking negative thoughts about everyone and everything, even those closest to me who don't deserve me to think negative thoughts about them. And I'm likely to say things and do things if those people got in touch with me that I would regret later. Certainly say things, do things would be different. I'm likely to be a bit harsh, I may be dismissive, Because part of the what happens is that I go through this process where I don't have any emotion as such. And so things like love, hate, enjoyment, excitement, all these sort of positive and negative emotions just become null and void. I don't have any. And that's, I become very disinterested and uninterested at the same time. And that's a very powerful combination. And it's not one that anybody needs to be in the way of. So I go to bed. And like I say, I'm lucky. It happens when I have the time to do this. My brain's usually too active at other times. So if I'm working or if I'm engaging already with people, then it doesn't happen. And so I have the luxury of being able to go to bed. And before I would fight through it, I would think through it, I would try and rationalise it, I would try and overcome it and say I'm far more powerful than a mere emotion, but I'm not. We are not. And if something takes that kind of control, then for me the best thing is to go to bed, sleep it off. And tomorrow's always another day. And so yesterday I went to bed very early. I went to bed about 1:30 in the afternoon, and I didn't get up until 5 a.m. this morning. So that was a good sleep, and it was interrupted. I won't say that it was wasn't, but it was still a good sleep. And I woke up this morning in a better frame of mind. I can still feel the residual, but it's nothing like it was. And so why am I sharing this with you? Well, this is part of the query really that Phil and Dean were sort of discussing in their booze about what to share on social networks. Should we share our negativity or our moods with other people? I don't think there's a should or a shouldn't. I think we do what we want to do. I think it's to the individual. What may be interesting to one person may not be interesting to another. And I don't really want to put content out there that I think is just of interest to me or just of interest to a select few people. I just put anything out, especially through Audioboo. I just put anything out there, really. I have a few followers here on Audioboo. Some of the times I'm listened to, sometimes I'm not. I don't really look at my listened to stats. I just go by any responses I get. If somebody writes a comment or sends a DM boo or a public response boo, then that's fine. If they don't, then that's fine too. I think I do it for myself. I've mentioned this before. I really only put audio content out there for me as a diary, as a record, unless I'm asking a direct question or having a gripe at somebody like Audioboo themselves for their app. But I'm not going to go down that route again because I do that all the time, slap my face. I will delete that if I could, but I can't. So, yes, it's really for me. And if people want to listen to what I'm saying, then that's great too, because there is part of that I wouldn't be putting on Audioboo if I didn't want to, if I didn't expect someone to listen to it. I would just record it on a recorder, a private recorder, and save it somewhere so nobody else can hear it. If I really wanted a private diary, a private log, as it were. But I don't. I want to record it, it's for me, and if anybody wants to listen to it, all well and good. And if anybody is gracious enough and wants to or feels the need to respond to it, even better. However, I will waffle on now. So thanks to Phil, who is Daylight Gambler here on Audioboo. And thanks to Dean, who is Dean Reed here on Audioboo. And thank you all for listening. And if applicable, as always, God bless.